Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 17. Bonjour, 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 bonjour.
Ça c'est... Oui, bah bonjour à vous tous.
On est très content d'être ici encore une fois. Moi, c'est Marc.
Oui, et moi, c'est Pierre Benoît. Je ne sais pas si c'est vraiment Marc, parce qu'il a l'air un petit peu déphasé.
Oui, j'ai bien l'air déphasé ce soir. I am feeling a little bit spaced out this evening, but that's only because we've been working very hard, bringing you this latest episode of Coffee Break French. We actually have some news for you about the programming of Coffee Break French, but we'll tell you about that a little later on. First of all, we have a new text for you, and that text is the email from Monique to Sylvie, Sylvie's mum, of course, who has returned from her visit in Paris. Alors, comme d'habitude, nous allons déjà écouter le texte. Ensuite, je vais vous donner une explication du texte en anglais. Et ensuite,
ben moi, je vous ferai découvrir mes quatre nouvelles expressions dans cet épisode.
Ok, nous allons commencer avec notre texte de cette semaine.
Salut chérie, comment te sens-tu aujourd'hui? Tu as bien récupéré de ton week-end? La reprise n'a pas été trop dure? Encore merci pour tout ce que tu as fait pour nous. Nous avons vraiment passé un super moment en ta compagnie. Et tes talents d'organisatrice sont toujours aussi bons. Si un jour tu ne te plais plus dans la presse, tu pourras toujours ouvrir ta propre entreprise en tant que wedding planner. Dans le train, avec ton père, nous nous sommes dit que Paris, ce n'était vraiment pas loin et que nous pourrions revenir te voir un peu plus souvent. Enfin, ne te fais pas de soucis, nous ne viendrons pas tous les quatre matins. Sinon, tu risques de nous mettre à la porte. Je viens de repenser à ton projet. Où en es-tu? Ça avance bien? Je dois t'avouer que, malgré tes explications, ce projet semble intéressant, mais je ne suis toujours pas sûre d'avoir tout compris. Enfin, l'essentiel, c'est que cela te plaise et t'intéresse. Tiens, ton frère est arrivé hier soir du Japon. Ton père est allé le chercher à la gare. Il avait pris le train depuis la gare de l'Est. Il était tout déphasé quand il est arrivé. Ce n'est pas étonnant après un tel voyage. Il est parti de Pékin, il a fait escale à Moscou où il avait 2h10 d'attente. Ce n'est vraiment pas la porte à côté. En plus, il y a quand même 6 heures de décalage horaire. Il va lui falloir quelques jours pour se remettre, je pense. Il est là jusqu'au 16 juin. Cela fait tellement du bien de l'avoir à la maison. Il a vraiment l'air content de sa vie là-bas. Il travaille beaucoup, mais il adore son école. Il dit que les élèves sont très bien élevés et qu'ils sont très motivés en français. Ceci rend donc son travail beaucoup plus facile. Par contre, toujours pas de petit ami en vue. Il te passe le bonjour et espère que tu pourras te joindre à nous. Ce serait tellement bien si toi aussi tu pouvais nous rendre une petite visite. On se retrouverait tous les quatre, comme au bon vieux temps. As-tu réussi à avoir quelques jours de RTT? Du coup, on a oublié d'en parler quand nous sommes venus. Il y a à peine 2 jours que nous nous sommes quittés, mais quoi de neuf de ton côté? As-tu recroisé le jeune homme du RER? Lui as-tu parlé? Tu me raconteras, j'espère, quand il y aura du nouveau. Bon, je te laisse, je vais préparer le dîner. À ce week-end, j'espère. Bisous, chérie, maman.
Thank you. Et voilà un texte très intéressant.
Bien sûr.
Alors, comme d'habitude, nous allons expliquer le texte en anglais. So as we join Monique this week for her email, she's just returned, as we said earlier, from her weekend in Paris with her husband, where they visited Sylvie. She asks Sylvie if she's recovered from the busy weekend and thanks her again for everything that she did for her parents. Monique was impressed with Sylvie's organisational skills and suggests that if she gets fed up working in publishing, she could always become a wedding planner. Monique was speaking to Sylvie's father on the return journey and they commented on the fact that, in fact, Paris isn't all that far away, so they could even see Sylvie more often. Monique then goes on to ask Sylvie about her project, and although she doesn't fully understand it, she hopes that everything is going well with the project. Now, Guillaume, Sylvie's brother, who is working and living in Japan, he has finally returned from Japan for a bit of a holiday in France. He's had a bit of a marathon journey because he left Japan, landed in Beijing, then flew through Moscow and finally landed at Charles de Gaulle in Paris and took the train from there to the Gare de l'Est and onwards to Épinal, where his father collected him from the station. Now, Monique is delighted to have her boy back home, and indeed he has been telling his parents all about the school where he teaches and his well-behaved students who are very keen and very motivated to learn French. And Monique also notes with interest that there's still no evidence of a girlfriend for Guillaume. Monique would love Sylvie to come and visit, and it would be just like the old days with all four of them together at home. After a few more questions in her email, mostly about the guy from the RER, she finishes the email and heads off to make dinner. And that summarizes this week's email in English. Alors, c'est maintenant au tour de Pierre Benoît qui va nous expliquer ces quatre expressions.
Oui, Marc, merci. Donc j'ai choisi une toute première expression. Et alors, écoutons-la.
D'accord.
Enfin. Ne te fais pas de soucis, nous ne viendrons pas tous les quatre matins.
Et c'est une bonne. Tous les quatre matins. Now, we better explain the context of this, because Monique has been talking to her husband and they have been commenting on the fact that, in fact, they could actually go and visit Sylvie more often. However, she then says, don't worry, we won't come literally every four mornings.
Yeah, every fourth morning.
Every fourth morning, uh-huh. Yeah. Tous les quatre matins. It's a lovely expression, and it's used quite regularly in French.
Yes, and in many contexts, Marc.
Let's have an example.
Ah oui, en français. Un de mes oncles est très radin.
Radin, un bon mot.
Ouais.
It means stingy, so uh-huh. One of your uncles is very stingy.
Très bien, et il ne fait jamais de cadeaux.
He never gives presents.
Très bien, mais on va dire que hier, pour l'anniversaire de ma sœur, il lui a fait un cadeau.
So, yesterday for your sister's birthday, he gave her a present.
Donc je pourrais dire, bah dis donc, cela, hein, ça n'arrive pas tous les quatre matins.
So that doesn't happen every day. It's not something you see every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, this is a completely fictitious uncle. I'm sure
bien
all
sûr,
your uncles are very generous.
Ils sont tous généreux, comme moi et comme toi, mon cher ami Marc.
Tout à fait. So ça n'arrive pas tous les quatre matins. Now, it can be used in many situations. And there's also slight variations of it. For example, if you wanted to talk about maybe one of these days.
Un de ces quatre matins.
Un de ces quatre matins. And that's even, it's shortened even further sometimes.
Well, I could say, on en reparlera un de ces quatre matins. We'll talk about this again one of these days or very soon. And then you can actually shorten it to un de ces quatre.
Un de ces quatre.
Un de ces quatre.
Okay, so on en reparlera un de ces quatre. On va prendre un café un de ces quatre.
Ouais, or even when you say you're going to see someone, allez, à un de ces quatre.
So see you one of these days, at some point.
Catch you sometime or something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Good. Yeah, catch you sometime. So un de ces quatre, shortened version of un de ces quatre matins, and an alternative, or not quite an alternative, but a linked phrase for tous les quatre matins.
Very French, very, it's a very good idiomatic expression.
Excellent. Nous allons passer à ta deuxième phrase, s'il te plaît.
Ah, avec une révision du subjonctif.
Tout à fait.
Enfin, l'essentiel, c'est que cela te plaise et t'intéresse.
So, l'essentiel, c'est que cela te plaise et t'intéresse. So here Monique is talking about Sylvie's work. She's talking about the project in particular. And she says the important thing is, the essential thing is that you enjoy it. Que cela te plaise, from the verb plaire.
Plaire, oui. And first of all, essentiel, okay? And remember the article with the adjective, but in English you would have to translate it as the important or the essential thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. We've seen that before, but let's just remind our listeners, and then it's obviously followed by the subjunctive.
In a sense, it's because you're giving an opinion. The important thing or the essential thing is that it pleases you, que cela te plaise. Of course, if the verb were in the indicative, cela me plaît, that pleases me, I like it. But l'essentiel, c'est que cela me plaise.
Oui.
P-L-A-I-S-E. And of course, que cela t'intéresse, that it interests you. And that's another subjunctive, but that one, we don't notice it because it looks the same as the indicative. Okay, that's a nice straightforward expression there. L'essentiel, c'est que cela te plaise.
Ou l'important, c'est que cela te plaise, comme on a dit.
Oui, tout à fait. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. In the Coffee Break French Season 4 podcasts, we focus on three or four of the main expressions and phrases used in the texts. And of course, Pierre Benoit and I discuss them. But we also produce an extended version. And in this extended version, we talk about everything in the text. So going through all of the texts and explaining all of the grammar, all of the vocabulary used there, and talking about that in an extended podcast. You can access that along with full transcripts at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, nous allons continuer donc avec la troisième expression.
Ce n'est vraiment pas la porte à côté.
Une bonne expression. And in English, we would say it's definitely not next door.
Yeah.
It's not just next door,
uh-huh,
perhaps.
Uh-huh. Ce n'est vraiment pas la porte à côté. Être la porte à côté. It's a lovely expression again.
And it's quite literal, because la porte à côté is the door beside or next to the one that perhaps the house that you live in. So it's not just next door. In this case, we're talking about the journey from Japan through Beijing, through Moscow and to Paris.
Yes, it's not close at all. You know, it's
not just down the road. I think perhaps that's what we would say.
Yes.
So it's not just down the road. It's quite a distance away. Are there any other expressions with porte that we could listen to?
Well, I think earlier in the paragraph, we've got mettre à la porte.
So that's where Monique was worried that Sylvie might throw her out if she turned up too often.
Yeah, mettre quelqu'un à la porte, but also in a business and in a working environment, if someone has been mis à la porte, because you've got obviously your past participle there. Okay, j'ai été mis à la porte, or on m'a mis à la porte, ou on risque de me mettre à la porte. Je vais donc perdre mon travail.
So, to be shown the door.
Yeah, i.e. to be fired.
To be fired. Okay, so mettre quelqu'un à la porte. Okay, and can we use prendre la porte?
Oui, je suis professeur et je dirais à un élève, s'il vous plaît, prenez la porte. Maintenant.
Okay.
Means get out.
Get out. So literally, there's the door. Uh-huh. Take the door.
Take the door.
In that case, take the door.
And the funny side of it would be if you had someone who's very strong in one of your senior classes, that person could take you literally away, and then just kind of unhinge the door.
Unhinge the door and walk off with it, yeah. I can imagine that happening in cartoons and
kind of thing. Oh, yes.
So prendre à la porte, to take the door, mettre quelqu'un à la porte, literally to put someone at the door. And in this case, ce n'est vraiment pas la porte à côté. So it's not just next door, it's not just down the road.
Très bien.
Okay, Alors, tu as choisi encore une expression ?
Oui, ma dernière.
Cela fait tellement du bien de l'avoir à la maison.
So, cela fait tellement du bien de l'avoir à la maison. Literally, that makes such good having him at home. So, it's so good to have him at home. It's exactly what I need.
Faire du bien, exactly what I need. Faire du bien. Ça m'a fait du bien.
So, that was exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm. So it's followed by de plus infinitive.
Okay.
Donc, ça m'a fait du bien de prendre des vacances.
So that is exactly what I needed, taking some holidays or some holidays. Taking some holidays is exactly what I needed.
Yeah, or it did me a lot of good.
Did me a lot of good, yeah.
And the fact that I took some holidays, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could test our listeners with some translations using this phrase.
Alors, if I say ça m'a fait du bien...
So how would I did me good?
Yeah, how would I transfer that to onto Mark? It did you a lot of good. So ça m'a fait du bien becomes for Mark.
Ça t'a fait du bien.
Très bien, très bien. What about if it was let's say you're talking about your cousin Paul.
Okay. In that case, we would now not be talking about ça m'a or ça t'a, but ça lui a fait du bien. Ça lui a fait du bien de prendre des vacances.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What would happen to my cousin Judith?
Ah, bonne question. I wonder if our listeners have picked up on this false question here.
Oh, I would not do that to you.
Because, of course, lui works both for to him and to her. So, ça lui a fait du bien de voir ses copines. So, that did her good to see her friends.
And in the plural?
To them.
Ça leur a fait du bien.
Mm-hmm.
To you all.
Ça vous a fait du bien.
And to us all.
Ça nous a fait du bien.
But I like the idea of needing, you know, I needed that. And it's a phrase that we use so much in French. Ça m'a fait du bien de te voir.
And it's not just used about things that happened in the past.
No. You can project that in a future or using a future or a conditional.
So let's see if our listeners can work out how they would say, it will do me good to see you tonight. What would that be?
Mark.
Merci. Ça me fera du bien de te voir ce soir.
Excellent. Il est vraiment fort.
And maybe let's use a conditional. It would do me good to see you tonight.
Ça me ferait. Et Haïti, yeah. Ça me ferait du bien de te voir ce soir.
So that's ça me fait in the present, ça me fera in the future, ça me ferait in the conditional, ça m'a fait in the perfect. And if it was something that was happening on a regular basis, ça me faisait.
Très bien, un bel imparfait.
Ça me faisait du bien d'aller à la plage tous les jours.
Avec mon grand-père quand j'étais jeune.
Très bien. Okay, we've had four expressions, we've had an English explanation, we've heard the text itself, and that means it's almost time to finish. However, before we do, we'd like to explain some things to you. First of all, if this is the first time you've listened to Coffee Break French, we hope you've enjoyed it. There are many lessons available on our website. Head over to coffeebreakfrench.com, and these start from absolute beginner level right up to an advanced level like the one that you've been listening to today. The other thing that we wanted to mention is the fact that as of this episode, we're going to be moving to a fortnightly publishing schedule for our episodes of Coffee Break French. Now, there are a couple of reasons for this. First of all, we've had lots of feedback on these lessons in this new season of Coffee Break French, and it seems that some of you find it quite difficult to get through the texts and to get full advantage of all the material in the texts on a weekly basis because, like everyone, you're busy and there's not an awful lot of time in life to get into things in such great detail. The other reason is that we are also very busy here at Radiolingua. We've got a huge number of projects happening at the moment and we're still a small team. So we want to make sure that we can stick to the schedule, and a fortnightly schedule will be suiting us much better over the coming weeks and months. So as of this episode, we will be publishing our next episode in a fortnight's time. So 2 weeks from now, you can expect episode 18 of season 4 And this way you'll be able to follow the episodes on a fortnightly basis.
Oui, car pour nos chers auditeurs, cela leur fera du bien.
D'avoir un peu plus de temps.
Yeah, I do believe, you know, when you're learning a language, I think the word mileage comes into the equation, into the apprentissage des langues. And I'm sure they will find other opportunities as well.
Absolutely. So you do need that mileage. You do need that opportunity to practice the language. And there is one very handy way of practicing that language, and that is heading over to our Facebook page.
Oh.
Where you can leave a comment. And we'd like to challenge you to leave a comment on the Facebook page, just associated with the post for this lesson, using one of the expressions in this lesson. See what you can come up with. You could think of using tous les quatre matins or un de ces quatre. You could think of l'essentiel c'est que plus a subjunctive, or perhaps one of our porte expressions, or indeed ça fait du bien de faire quelque chose.
Oui, bien sûr.
So see if you can come up with one of those expressions in a sentence and post that on the Facebook page.
And I may actually reply.
Oh, if we can get Pierre Benoit onto the Facebook page, that would indeed be, that would do us all good. Ça nous fera du bien à nous tous. Alors, c'est tout pour cet épisode de Coffee Break French et on se revoit dans 15 jours.
D'accord, alors moi je peux vous dire à un de ces quatre.
Au revoir.
Salut.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.